Moncrief on News Talk.
You work in retail. Are staff polite to each other? Are the assistants polite to the managers?
Well, personally, like, the staff in my job, they all, like, all of us girls love each other. Like, we're all such good friends. We're friends outside of work as well. But I do know from, like, my friends outside of work, like, some of the times they have, like, bicker with, like, their colleagues as well. So it just kind of depends on, like, the environment and the people that you land on as your colleagues.
So there's bickering going on perhaps amongst your friends in other retail, but yeah. In your place of work, people are nice to each other.
Yeah, no.
Does your boss ever give you a hard time? Let's say you're new, you can't work out the checkout machine.
I know, I'm sure she does. Like, my boss personally, she's just very harsh, but she wants our best interest at the end of the day. It's obviously very, like,
busy, stressful.
Yeah, like, there's so much pressure and all, and especially on them as well for the management. But anytime we ever needed anything or we needed anything sorted or anything, she was very compensating. So
she has your best interests at heart, but she's a hard taskmaster.
Yeah, no, sometimes she can be a bit and we're just there like, oh, like, maybe she's just having a bad day, because everyone can have them. So, but working in retail, you just have to be patient and you just have to understand that people have a bad day.
And are you trained to be nice to the customer, or is it different now? Is the customer wrong? We always were trained when I was growing up that the customer's always right. Sometimes the customer isn't always right.
No, they're definitely not right. And you definitely have to compensate them in the best way you can. But, like, if they're there giving you, like, a lot of attitude, or if they're just being slightly rude.
And are they rude sometimes? Do they give you attitude?
Oh, they're so rude, especially at the till. Very entitled, very just like,
snappy.
It's always the customer is right kind of situation. And they don't understand that we're people at the end of the day. And most of the time they take it out on just the sales assistants, when we don't control the shop. We're just there to work.
And you're human and you're not in charge of the massive company. You're just there on an industrial wage, if not less.
Yeah, exactly.
Writing in the Irish Examiner, Richard Hogan, family psychotherapist, talks about how he gave a store manager a dressing down after he noticed he was being rude to a young member of staff.
Hi, it's Dr. Richard Hogan here, and I do think that we are becoming ruder how we interact with each other in our everyday experience of society. I think society is more complicated, and I think we can feel a lot more frustrations, but I do think we've developed this chronic convenience where we cannot be inconvenienced whatsoever. And I think that's what's creating this idea that if we meet anything that kind of slows us down or anyone gets in our way, by God, they're going to feel our wrath. And I think we all need to take a little bit more control of not having control of our situations in life, and embracing and leaning into those moments where you're inconvenienced and trying to find a bit of fun in them. That's what I do, because I work in the Philippines, and there's a lot of inconvenience when you're going to do anything in the Philippines. And you have to find that bit of fun. And the Filipinos find a bit of fun in those moments. And the more you do that, the more you're going to be thriving and enjoying life. Yeah, I think we've developed a chronic convenience mentality. And I think we need to get a bit better at experiencing inconvenience. And when we do experience those moments of inconvenience, that we don't berate or belittle someone. Because particularly our children are always watching us, how we interact with people that we don't need anything from. And that's a sign of someone's character. And when we belittle someone working a lowly paid job, we're showing signs of what we're about and what our character is. And we're teaching our children how to interact with people also. And that's not good going forward. So I think we all need to kind of smile and embrace those moments of frustrations.
Do you think as a nation we're perhaps more impatient, ruder than we were?
No, I think we still have manners, but we could be more polite as well.
Younger people working in shops now, they seem to be better trained than people from years ago, like, you know.
Really? You think the younger people are better trained?
Yeah.
Politer, I would say.
Politer, yeah, yeah.
I've seen the opposite. I've seen young people say to me, the customer is not always right. That phrase came from tailors and from people selling suits, suits you, sir.
Yeah.
But I would say that young people would have no problem giving you a Gen Z stare when they stare at you in a funny way, looking like they might headbutt you, and they don't apologise, they don't explain.
No,
even yesterday somebody said to me, I was looking for someone, and he just said, I've no clue. He didn't say, I'm sorry sir, I actually will help you find that person. He just said, I've no clue.
I don't really agree. No. I think the younger crowd are grand in shops. Most of them now in supermarkets, especially, they're always very helpful. Like, and
so more helpful perhaps in the '70s.
Yeah, without doubt. Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
I don't think anyone has manners anymore.
What happened?
God knows. Place has gone to the dogs.
Do you think everything's gone to the dogs?
Yeah, big time.
Why do you think that?
Everyone's just got a lot more hay for each other.
You've done some shopping. Were people polite to you in the shops?
Some were and some weren't. Some security follow you around, like, it's like if you have a look, the pharmacy near, they look at you different, they follow you around, and like, it's very discrimination.
And your mum and dad, did they teach you manners? Did they teach you to
be
polite?
Oh, yes. Please and thank you. And yeah, I have manners, yeah. Having all six-year-olds, well, that's manners also.
Do you still have manners? Do you still have patience?
Please and thank you to everybody. That's why I was raised by my parents, and without a doubt, it's a big downfall in society. From 30 under, you very rarely hear them say please, I think.
It's civil, it costs nothing.
Yeah, 100%.
Like, you're polite, you're wearing headphones, you're listening to music, you took your headphones off, you're chatting to me. You're saying your parents gave you those manners.
100%, insisted on it.
Are people frustrated? Are they in a hurry? Are they trying to earn money? Are they trying to pay off the higher purchase on their expensive new car?
I don't, that's an excuse. I think their parents aren't raising them with manners, is the problem. And if I'm with my niece or nephew, so I insist that they say please and thank you. And when you say it to people, you get a response from them. You get a smile and you get a thank you back.
When you take shop assistants, shop managers, store managers, are they polite? Is there still customer service?
Well, definitely some of them wouldn't be polite. But when you say please and thank you, see the reaction you get.
You work in a shop.
I do.
Are you polite to the customers?
You have to be. You have to be kind. You have to be respectful. You have to be nice.
Yes, sometimes staff can be rude.
Really? Sometimes staff
can
be rude?
They can be rude, yeah. They'll just go, I don't think we have that, or whatever. Yeah. But like, apart from that, I've not had any other problems.
I find that if I'm at an event, like a big outdoor event, and I would go up to security and I'd ask them a question, they'd always say, I don't know, which surprises me. They wouldn't know where anything is, they wouldn't understand
like
the map.
Fast food restaurants, I've found a few times that the food would be not really very warm. You'd go back up and they'd say, it was fine when we gave it to you. I said, no, it wasn't.
So they would argue back?
Mm.
They wouldn't just say, I'm sorry, madam, we'll change
sometimes
that?
Sometimes, some of them do. So you get the odd one maybe that does this, but a lot of them would say, oh, sorry about that, and give you another one.
Was customer service in Ireland ever good? I remember in the 90s it did reach a standard.
I remember we were small, we were told to go to the lady behind the counter if we got lost, you know, so it must have been.
Are we ruder than we were? Are we ill-mannered?
Well, in my opinion, I was reared to say please and thank you at all stages. And I think the youth of today have lost that. The manners aren't there the way I was reared. Now, I'm 61, so I might be a bit biased in that respect, but I don't see it in the youth today. We're giving way to elder people on the bus.
Really, they don't give way.
Well, I haven't
on
seen.
A bus.
I've seen younger people letting a pregnant woman stand.
You've seen
and
that.
I have, and I've out of my way gone. Love, please have my seat. You know, it's common courtesy, in my opinion, to do things like that. That's the way I was reared, and I've just noticed today that people just don't pay attention to. People excuse me or please and thank you in that respect.
Is it the way they're brought up? For example, I'm looking into a very large glass retailer. I can see the staff behind the counter. They're not really doing anything. They are smiling at each other. That's the first time I've seen them smile at each other, not at the customer.
No, well, and social media has a lot to do with it. Everybody plays on their phones and they don't pay attention to what's going on around them. If it's not on the phone, it's not within their
universe.
Image. Their universe, exactly. In my opinion.
So they're stuck on the phones.
So phones constantly down there. Like, I've seen somebody walking across the zebra crossing there and just expected cars to stop now. There could be some lunatic in the car. On her phone. Bang. Straight out.
And
front
she didn't
of the
even
car.
Look.
Didn't even look. And that's self-preservation.
That they've no respect for them, and especially a pregnant woman.
You know, that's elderly.
Really stuck in my mind.
That's stuck in your mind.
Yeah, that's, yeah. That was like, whoa. Where I'm 61, and is it going to be there when I'm...
I'm still a young man.
I don't feel it today, quite honest with you, but yeah. The way I was reared, it's always respect your elders, and please and thank you cost nothing. It costs nothing to be polite.
Are we rude? I don't think so, no. But they'd certainly get the raw end of the stick from time to time, right? Well, it's awful to see someone talking down to somebody, no?
You have worked in retail. Are customers rude or are the retailers rude?
It can really depend on the person. I think, like, some people think they're above others, but I think the generation that's now working, so the generation below me, I just think they've a serious lack of respect.
Why does the new generation, in your view, have a serious lack of respect?
I just don't think they know how to work.
Is it training? Is it?
No, it's not training, it's attitudes.
Is it an entitlement?
Yeah,
do they
I think so.
Why should I say please and thank you? Why should I smile? Do they think it's fake?
Yeah, I don't know. And maybe then they're underworked or overworked for little money as well. But I just don't think it hurts to be nice on everybody's part.
If I saw it, I'd certainly say that's no need for that. Or
so you would call them out?
I would call them out, yeah, because I don't like it. I think it's awful. So you know, to speak down to a young person, you know, so I wouldn't have it.
You wouldn't have it?
No, no, definitely not. No.
Henry McKean asking people on the street there about manners and whether they've completely disappeared or not. Sounds like a lot of younger people are getting the rough end of the stick there.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.